There's a new exhibition of the painter Paul Haren, Essence of Nature, is on view in the Scheller, Rodale, and Fowler galleries of the Allentown Art Museum, on view through May 18th. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. For the past decade, artist Paul Haren has lived and created at Arcadia, his rural studio near the Delaware River. Haren's career has spanned more than three decades. In addition to Arcadia, Haren has also created art from studios in Venice and Santa Monica, California, and on site in the Mojave Desert. Essence of Nature is a collection of Haren's work made over the past few decades, most of which has not been seen outside of private collections. His technique reveals a mastery of the materials, including a complex process of selective layering, in which up to 50 stratums of paint are sequentially applied, only the most significant events of each layer preserved. The result synthesizes the best elements from the life of the painting. Essence of Nature also includes Haren's small-scale seasons works, along with drawings, sculptures, and much larger 10-by-10-foot canvases from his Pacificus series. I had an opportunity to speak with Paul Haren as they were installing the exhibition at the Allentown Art Museum. Artist Paul Haren.
We're referential creatures, and we're always pulling references to understand the world around us. To utilize representational images, I have no problem with that, because in the end, it's really the development of syntax within the relationship of one image to another image, and the content of the concept that's being delivered through the painting.
I like the torn and the burned and the ripped parts of a couple of these. I don't know what it is, but it's very gravitational. It really drew me in. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
He didn't just paint on them, man. He's tearing and ripping and burning. Well, and
I was doing these in Los Angeles in my studio. I have to go outside because I wanted to burn them. And, of course, you get the people passing by. And I have the drawings, and I'm handling them very delicately, and I'm lying them down on the ground, and I fire up the torch, and all of a sudden, you know, blowing them off. And some of them didn't make it. Actually, the wind blew, the fire got to be worse than I expected, so they didn't make it. I salvaged what I could. It's all a fun experience. I mean, drawing has always been fun to me. It's the playful part of the art. I've always loved the Moreau burnt paintings of the 60s.
They do have a great playfulness to them. I like, for want of a better word, they really dance, particularly this huge blue.
The still waters.
Without trying to do it photorealistically, you've captured movement.
Right. There's a consciousness about that all the time. When I do the initial surface, I'm imbuing the surface with some kind of a rhythm and some kind of choreography, depending upon what the size of the piece is. And as the piece develops, I try to stay true to what the concept was. So consequently, you get a piece like Still Waters, the blue one, and you've got that dance going on. It's just, it's all about the water and diving.
And there's a great undulation in it. It's really just wiggling around.
Do is dive, you know, take a dive and look at all the seaweed and all the growth that's going on underneath the surface of the water. What goes on below the surface is often much more interesting. This one here, you're talking about the playfulness in the drawing and stuff like this. I was reading Carl Jung's Psyche and Nature. In the back of this, I must have written about 5,000 times, Psyche and Nature, Psyche and Nature, Psyche and Nature. And so in the end, that's what you see. But it's all part of the playfulness of what I was doing.
Wow, because that's beautiful cross-hatching. I wouldn't have known that there was verbiage under
there. I could tell you, if you do Psyche and Nature about 5,000 times, it looks like cross-hatching.
Is that a good meditation?
It worked for me.
Yeah. I like this one especially, too. This one's got it's very primitive, but very aggression to it.
It's really in your face.
Yeah.
The Rage of Angels. It's called Knowing. Neurosis, there's a line there from Eric Fromm. Neurosis is a substitute for legitimate suffering. And this piece is actually from a series that came out of the late 80s, in 1986. And I showed this at Muhlenberg College.
Yeah,
only one that's left that I could track down of that particular series. And I wanted to have it represented in the show to more or less say, well, this is where I came from and this is where I am now.
There's a lot of biology in it. It's real visceral with that.
There's life. There's life, you know. For all those painters that think painting is dead, you got another surprise for you.
I got to ask, are those thumbs in the middle? Are those fingers in the middle of that swirling?
No.
That's me seeing something, but okay. Oh, cool.
Two lobes of the brain.
Oh, okay.
And each one of the paintings has two lobes of the brain in it, but they've been modified. These paintings are actually based on a book called Three Secret Poems by a poet named George Sepphoris, a Greek poet, who won the Nobel laureate in 1967. When Cy Twombly died a couple of years ago, there were people that got into his studio and they noticed that that book was lying on his table. So I tracked down the book and I did these three individual pieces. This one here is called On a Ray of Winter Sun. This one is called Summer Solstice. And that one is called On Stage.
Paul Herron. His exhibition, Essence of Nature, is on view now in the Allentown Art Museum. They're at 5th Street between Hamilton and Linden in downtown Allentown. For more information, allentownartmuseum.org. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.